A crucial weekend in the history of the Newcastle Knights Football Club. They made a gut-wrenching decision, I imagine, to get rid of their very own in Rick Stone and one of their very greats, born and bred Newcastle Knight, Danny Badiris, now in charge. Matt Gidley joins us on the line, the CEO. G'day, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
It's a very, very important weekend. It's a stern test this weekend as well.
Yeah, it is a big test for us. I mean, the Dragons are equally desperate. They've gone through a tough period themselves. So, I mean, it's been a tough couple of months for our guys. We've had some disappointing results, but more importantly, we've had some disappointing performances. And I guess that's what landed us in a position early in the week where we had to make a decision around Rick. And you're right, TK, it's always gut-wrenching, particularly when they're good people. And then someone like Rick, you know, cares deeply about our club. He works incredibly hard. But as I said, it was more about the disappointing performances, you know, particularly over the last month. You know, the players, you know, weren't responding to Rick, and that was unfortunate. So always difficult decisions, never easy.
Well, Matt, good on you for making the tough decision. Can I ask you, since you've been CEO, did you ever expect it to be this tough, mate? How long have you been in the role for now?
I've thought a lot about that, Andrew, actually, funny enough. I've done a lot of reflecting. To answer your question, no. I mean, it is difficult. We've had a difficult run over the last 4 years. I've been in the role 4 years now, and we've had it's certainly been a turbulent ride. I'm still focused on, I care deeply about the club. We've got a lot of people that care about the club. So, you know, it's important. You know, we have to make tough decisions sometimes in order to ensure that we are building towards being a great club, because we are a proud club. And, you know, we can't just afford to cross our fingers and hope that things are going to turn and be better. You know, we've got a great nursery of junior talent up here. We want to harness that and promote that. But, you know, also ensure that the culture that club is built on is maintained. That's really important to us.
Is there any fear, Matt, that you could be the next victim?
Well, I think so. I think too, yeah, what's important, and it's always been important to our club, is accountability. I mean, we've all got to be performing.
Sure.
You know, so from my point of view, I mean, football's our core business up here, and that's got to be performing. It's got to be performing well. I mean, certainly from a commercial point of view, I mean, obviously that's got to be performing well as well. So, I mean, we're looking for accountability. I mean, as players, you know, players are accountable every weekend, so I don't think that should change for administration either.
Can you understand the criticism? Like, a lot of our Newcastle listeners have texted in and questioned whether you should stay at the club. Poor Kent wasn't kind to you on NRL 360 last night. Do you understand that criticism?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, the club's underperformed now. I mean, honestly, the club's underperformed for the last 10 years. And we've had a decade of poor performance on the field. We need to change that. We need to put steps in place to ensure that we're improving, we're building, we want to be a great club again. So we've just finalised a strategic plan that we hope can get us and move us in that direction, and that's why making decisions like the one we made earlier in the week are never easy.
Danny says it's only an interim job for him, maybe a head coach down the road somewhere. Have you been inundated yet with applications?
Yeah, there's been a number of applications. I think expected TK come through already. I mean, there's not many opportunities to coach an NRL team. So, I mean, that was always expected. So, I mean, Danny is just an interim base. He's in a caretaker role. I mean, Danny doesn't harbour ambitions at this stage to be a head coach. I mean, he's only been an assistant coach for a short period of time. But, he's looking to develop. And, you know, certainly at the moment what we're looking for around him is a change in attitude. And I think Danny embodies, everything our club stands for. And that's what he's looking to drive for us over the next 6 weeks.
Okay, well, let's get to this question. Everyone seems to be divided on this, whether the person who takes over the Newcastle Knights has to have it be a Newcastle person or someone from outside the club, it doesn't matter. Now, under Brian Smith and then Wayne, there seemed to be a disconnection with the Newcastle community. Now you've sacked Rick, who was a Novocastrian. Does it matter? Does it matter if they are a Newcastle person or not?
No, it doesn't matter if they're a Newcastle person or not. I mean, what we do hope, I mean, some of the philosophies we have at our club, I mean, things like, you know, developing junior talent, as I said before, you know, we've got a great nursery of junior talent up here, and we want to continue to develop that, and we want to promote our junior players up and then retain them, and hopefully, you know, the vast majority of our NRL team can come from our local developed players. Mm. So as long as coaches understand that and want to tap into that, you know, to that real competitive edge we have at our club, there's no reason why they have to come from Newcastle.
Well, mate, we're cheering for you and we're cheering for Danny. And, you know, it's such a great nursery. It's such a great, passionate rugby league town. We'd love to see Newcastle Knights having more success, as they did in the opening month of the competition, but that seems a long time ago. Matt, we do thank you very much for your time.
No worries. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Matt Gidley there, Newcastle CEO. It's important for the league that they're firing, along with other big clubs like the Dragons, who they play on the weekend.
They used to say it about South. When South are going well, rugby league's going well. Well, that's... In the modern age, it's Newcastle. When Newcastle are going well, rugby league's going well.